Oh, grace and peace to you from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Just recently got back from the National Youth Gathering. If you head downstairs later, you'll see some of the trinkets that were there. Of course, earlier in the week, before I left for the youth gathering, I was at the district convention. And kind of the same deal, right? There was booths set up. The CEF and the LCEF, by the way, that's the Church Extension Fund and the Lutheran Church Extension Fund. The LCEF is in St. Louis. The CEF is more localized. I can tell by your faces you all care deeply. But we had CPH there, our publishing house. And of course, when we were at the gathering, we didn't have the banks there. We didn't have the LCEF and the CEF. Instead, we had all the colleges there. And we had all the exciting things, the camps there to climb up a wall. And of course, everybody wanted to go to the college section. You see, that's where it's all at. They give the best trinkets. Got neck fans and glow sticks and hats that you can make of your own design, or you can get the corduroy hat from Concordia University, Wisconsin. Whichever one you really want, it's all there in the college section. I wonder how many kids going to that environment think to themselves, I'm going to choose my college based on who has the best trinket. You know, we laugh, but yet there's a truth to it, right? The colleges wouldn't do it if it didn't work. The colleges wouldn't give out the trinkets if it didn't bring people over and give them an opportunity to actually talk about the school and talk about future and talk about college and so on and so forth. It just wouldn't happen if they didn't have something to hand out, something to draw them over. And if it's something that's not worth anything, well, then nobody would come over and ask for it. So we can kind of see the perspective. Now, I could, at this point in the sermon, continue on and start talking to you all about materialism and what it really means to basically seek after only material goods and the like. I could certainly do that. It would be well placed here. Do we seek after only the best trinkets, only the best little things from the world around us, or do we go after something greater? I could do that, but I'm not gonna. Instead, I'm gonna take this idea of colleges and trinkets, and I'm gonna actually put it with our gospel lesson this morning. Our gospel lesson where Jesus describes our Heavenly Father and teaches us to pray. Where he talks about how if a person is pestered in a way enough, will still give good things. And so if somebody who is not necessarily good is willing to give good things, how much more would somebody who is good would give good things? Brothers and sisters in Christ, we have a prayer problem. We do. We have a prayer problem. The world around us has somehow crept into even our prayer life and told us what we can and can't pray for, told us what we can and can't go to our Heavenly Father with. I've seen it over and over again. Everywhere I've been, I've seen it. I can't pray for that. That's too materialistic. Why not? Do you think your Heavenly Father doesn't know what's in your heart? Do you think your Heavenly Father really doesn't want to hear from you because your goal happens to be materialistic? Your Heavenly Father wants a relationship with you. How many of you would send your child away if he was 2 years old and just wanted a toy? Now, he might not get the toy. You might say, look, the toy is not for you, not right now. You might say no, but how many of you would say, no, I don't want to hear from my child? Of course not. we sometimes do the same things with other things that weigh heavy on our heart. How many of us have received some bad news? We know that God is almighty. We know that God is in control of all, that He controls all, that He is, He was, and is to come. We know that He is the God of all. And so at times we even get a little upset at the decisions that God makes. And yet, how many times have I been told, if you're angry at God, you can't pray to Him. You got to be nice. King David wasn't nice. Go through some of those Psalms again. King David, he acknowledges who God is. He says, you are the God of all there is, was, and ever shall be. You are my God, and I don't understand. But he still tells God he's mad. Again, using that illustration of a child, how many of you would turn your child away just because they're upset at you? Mom or dad, why won't you let me touch the super hot stove? It's so pretty orange. They're going to get mad at you, and that's okay. Because you're an adult. You understand things at a different level than what they do. You understand why you would never let them touch the stove, and you know they're going to be mad, and you know they're going to be upset, but you still want them to come to you. So it is with your Heavenly Father, who so deeply wants to give you so many good things. He understands that you might be upset at Him sometimes. He is the God of all. He gets it. And He gets you. He knows what's on your heart before you even pray, and He still wants to hear from you. He still wants to talk to you. He still wants you to approach Him, to come to Him. He still wants to give you so many good things. You see, because that's, at the end, what this text really focuses on. The disciples come to Jesus and they say, Jesus, teach us to pray. And what do we have here in our text? God, my Heavenly Father, hallowed be Thy name. Your name is made holy. We want Your kingdom here. But then look at it. Forgive us our sins. Give us our daily bread. By the way, that's not just bread. That's all the needs that we have in this life. Sustain us. Help us. Be with us. You have a God that so deeply cares and loves for you. He wants to give you so much. Do not neglect your prayers. What is it that you say? Even when you come, even when you just do your daily table prayer, you are saying, thank you. Lord, I have this meal set out before me, and it is because of you that I have it. We give you thanks. Even if it's something that seems so rote. And by the way, if it does get so rote that you just don't even think about it anymore, just take a brief moment. Just go through the words again and remember and refresh yourself about why you're saying what you're saying. Give thanks to your Heavenly Father, who wants to give you so much. And our text ends today with Jesus telling His disciples that His good and gracious Heavenly Father wants to give them His Spirit. Isn't that why we're here? Is there any gift that could possibly be better? Through holy baptism, we have a new creation formed in us through Christ Jesus, through His Spirit. Through that Holy Spirit, we cling to the very cross of faith and we receive the forgiveness of sins. We receive reconciliation with the Father. We come here and we hear that absolution again and again. Your sins are forgiven. We come up here in our moments and times of doubt and we receive again the true body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In our hands, we can feel it. We can smell it. We hear the words. We can taste it. Our God comes to us to give us such great and wonderful gifts. What a wonderful God. What a wonderful, wonderful thing to pray about. So don't neglect your prayers. You have a great Heavenly Father who loves you, who sent His Son for you, for your sake, for your salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.